From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of the Czech composer Jan Ladislav Dušek, who lived from 1760 to 1812. A pioneering composer of the Romantic era and a virtuoso pianist, Dušek was the best representative for Czech music throughout Europe during the last half of the 18th century and the first few years of the 19th century. We'll listen to his Concerto for Two Pianos in B-flat major, opus 63. This is the world premiere recording of this piece. It's in three movements: Allegro moderato, Larghetto sostenuto, and Allegro moderato, respectively. The pianists, Alexei Lubimov and his student Olga Pashenko, accompanied by the members of the Finnish Baroque Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Concerto for Two Pianos in B-flat Major, Opus 63, of Jan Ladislav Dušek. In three movements, Allegro Moderato, Largo Sostenuto, and Allegro Moderato. As performed by Alexei Lyubimov and Olga Pashenko at the piano, both of whom highly regarded as innovative pianists in the classical world, along with members of the Finnish Baroque Orchestra. from a 2018 CD on Alpha Classics containing world premiere recordings of lesser-known Dussek compositions, including this piano concerto, and chamber works such as Notturno Concertante. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with Classics and Beyond, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website for much more info about the show, including detailed program playlists and streaming audio. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, look for program number 1812. We'll conclude the hour by listening to most of a live concert given at the Museum of Modern Art in New York City on October 28, 1952. This concert was released in 1955 as an LP titled Tape Recorder Music, featuring very early tape recorder experimentations such as Musique Concrète, much of which were classically influenced, and in most cases utilizing real instruments which were put on tape and then manipulated in various ways to completely alter the sound of the original source material. The performers, two pioneers of electronic music, both of whom would go on to be responsible for founding the Columbia-Princeton Electronic Music Center, Vladimir Ussachevsky and Otto Luening. We'll hear five selections: Sonic Contours, Fantasy in Space, Incantation, Invention in 12 Notes, and Low Speed.
Thank you.
selections from the album Tape Recorder Music. Live performances recorded at the Museum of Modern Art in New York City on October 28, 1952. Keep in mind that in the early 50s, magnetic tape was still very much a new form of recording technology, and there were still many possibilities yet to be discovered as to tape and its capabilities. Two pioneering tape manipulators at work here, Vladimir Usachevsky and Otto Luening. We heard Sonic Contours, Fantasy in Space, Incantation, Invention in 12 Notes, and Low Speed. The only piece which we did not feature, because of time constraints, a longer work, Poem in Cycles and Bells, something we'll have to feature on a future Classics and Beyond program. This LP was first issued in 1955. In 2013, the English Cacophonic label reissued this on vinyl. Of course, this material, much of it anyway, to my knowledge, has also been issued over the years on various LP and CD compilations focusing on early electronic music. A nice glimpse into the pioneers of tape manipulation, which would go on to be responsible for many other forms of sampling and other sound manipulation techniques. And that does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.